Mia, she said now, whose chap is it besides yours? What demon was his father, do you know? Mia grinned. It wasn't a grin Susanna liked. There was too much data in it. Too much laughing, bitter knowledge. Aye, lady, I know. And you're right, it was a demon got him on you, a very great demon indeed, say true. A human one. It had to have been so, for know you that true demons, those left on the shore, these worlds which spin around the tower when the prim receded, are sterile. And for a very good reason. Then how? Your Din is the father of my chap, Mia said. Roland of Gilead, aye, he. Stephen Deschain finally has his grandson, although he lies rotten in his grave and knows it not. Susanna was goggling at her, unmindful of the cold wind rushing out of the Discordia wilderness. Roland, it can't be. He was beside me when the demon was in me. He was pulling Jake through from the house on Dutch Hill, and fucking was the last thing on his mind. She trailed off, thinking of the baby she'd seen in the Dogon, thinking of those eyes, those blue bombardier's eyes. No. No, I refuse to believe it. All the same, Roland is his father, Mia insisted. And when the chap comes, I shall name him from your own mind, Susanna of New York, from what you learned at the same time you learned of Merlins and courtyards and trebuchets and barbicans. Why not? 'Tis a good name and fair. Professor Murray's introduction to medieval history. That's what she's talking about. I will name him Mordred, said she. He'll grow quickly, my darling boy, quicker than human after his demon nature. He'll grow strong, the avatar of every gunslinger that ever was. And so, like the Mordred of your tale, will he slay his father? And with that, Mia, daughter of none, raised her arms to the star-shot sky and screamed, although whether in sorrow, terror, or joy, Susanna could not tell. 2. Hunker, Mia said. I have this. From beneath her serape, she produced a bundle of grapes and a paper sack filled with orange pokeberries as swollen as her belly. Where, Susanna wondered, had the fruit come from? Was their shared body sleepwalking back in the Plaza Park Hotel? Had there perhaps been a fruit basket she hadn't noticed? Or were these the fruits of pure imagination? Not that it mattered. Any appetite she might have had was gone, robbed by Mia's claim. The fact that it was impossible somehow only added to the monstrosity of the idea, and she couldn't stop thinking of the baby she'd seen in utero on one of those TV screens, those blue eyes. No, it can't be, do you hear? It cannot be. The wind coming through the notches between the Merlins was chilling her to the bone. She swung off the seat of the cart and settled herself against the allure wall beside Mia, listening to the wind's constant whine and looking up at the alien stars. Mia was cramming her mouth with grapes. Juice ran from one corner of her mouth while she spat seeds from the other corner with the rapidity of machine gun bullets. She swallowed, wiped her chin, and said, "It can. It can be, and more, it is. Are you still glad you came, Susanna of New York? Or do you wish you'd left your curiosity unsatisfied? If I'm going to have a baby I didn't hump for, I'm going to know everything about that baby that I can. Do you understand that?" Mia blinked at the deliberate crudity, then nodded. "If you like. Tell me how it can be Roland's. And if you want me to believe anything you tell me, you better start by making me believe this." Mia dug her fingernails into the skin of a pokeberry, stripped it away in one quick gesture, and ate the fruit down greedily. She considered opening another, then simply rolled it between her palms, those disconcertingly white palms, warming it. After enough of this, Susanna knew, the fruit would split its skin on its own. Then she began.